Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 73. Today is Saturday, June 24, 2017, or in future world that I like to call me, it's Sunday, June 25th. I am your host, Lita, and over there, that one, over, well, you can't see me, but I'm pointing, that's Stone. Hey, Stone. Hi. How are you?
My mama told me not to say
anything. Echo through the speakers.
Nice to say.
And that's Ash. Ash, everybody.
Hey, Ash.
How's it going?
Ash is here. Good. How are you?
Doing good here.
Excellent. You're not flooded. So that is good. Ash was telling us before we went live, he's had a little bit of water drop around his place. And he's had some fun and games. You became a moat for a while.
Yep. I had the feeling I was surrounded. I had a moat. My house was the castle. And unlike my brother, he told me he had fish swimming in the yard. But I sat there and it was that bad. We had over half a foot. And overnight, like 8-10 hours, it was crazy.
Yeah, that does sound crazy. So, yes, well, we're glad that you're here, aren't we, Stone? We were just saying, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. It's been a while since we've had you on.
It's been a long time.
Which is crazy. But we thank you for coming and having a chat.
Oh, no problem.
We appreciate it. So, tell us, Ash, in game, as well as outside of game, if you want, what have you been up to since we last chatted? Turning your house into a moat is definitely one thing. So, yeah.
Well, that's been it. As far as the home front, standard maintenance. You know how that goes. If you're a homeowner, you always are swinging a hammer or running a vacuum or hanging some new siding or putting in a new window. But as far as since we last chatted here and you guys had on me, I think I've killed 8 level 60 or 70 irons.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Well, I suppose it's not too bad because we had you on episode 2. Yeah. That was the first time. And now this is the second time. So what is it? That's like nearly a year and a half.
Yep.
So eight deaths in roughly 18 months.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I don't think that's bad, no. Ash. I think that's not bad.
I'd have to say most of the deaths occurred in Outlands.
Okay.
Outlands is by far the roughest on any iron trying to level up. And I'd say probably 3 or 4 of those was low 60s, going over to Zanger Marsh, getting greedy hunting chests because chests are plentiful in Zanger Marsh.
Okay.
And I get swarmed by 3, 4, 5, 6 Naga, and I'm done.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's understandable. All right. Well, let's talk about what you're currently playing. So, you know, I mean, obviously you're a veteran of the Iron Man Challenge. You've been doing this for, what would we say? How long have you been doing the challenge tunes?
Actually, my buddy Stir introduced me to it like June, July of 2012.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It came out in February of 2012.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, okay. I think we'd maxed content on Burning Crusade or no. We'd maxed content. What was 85 was the cap, Kata. And it's like, all right, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I lost an 83 and an 84 trying to get to the 85 cap before it finally went to 90. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
I had to ask myself, are you serious? You want to keep this up?
Oh, so basically it's Sturr's fault. That's what I'm hearing.
Blame it on Sturr. He got me hooked on this.
Mm-hmm. All right, new hashtag. I got a feeling. We got a new hashtag right there. Blame it on Sturr.
Blame Sturr.
I like that.
Blame Sturr.
He's not going to give me any donuts in Guild, I can tell. Oh, alrighty. So what are you focused on at the moment? Then what challenges are you doing? What kind of race class combination?
Actually, after losing my 90 this week, I sat there and took a day or two off. I was kind of ticked. So I'm like, all right, I need a break from this for a day or two. Then I get rained on and flooded. And actually, me and the wife ended up getting on. And if you recall some of the chat over on the website, WoW Challenges, me and the wife occasionally do what we call Team Iron.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get on as a team and we follow all the Iron Man rules except we group.
Mm-hmm.
We can't heal each other. We can't do anything, but we just go as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And if one dies, both of us got to restart. So we started.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we just started another set of Team Iron, I'll call it. And, well, my wife was a little hesitant. We lost half a dozen of them so far. She's mm-hmm. like, really? I'm like, yeah, let's go do it. But we're both kind of like burned out on Legion content. We're not, we got a small guild on Worm Rest Accord where, you know, a lot of the other Irons are at. And we got one over on Area 52, which is so horde occupied, you don't even want to play there.
Yes.
So we like, all right, unless we want to join a raiding guild and try to get all the raid content out of Legion and be pugs or, you know the deal. It's like, all right, let's start Irons back up.
Yeah. Okay. So what's been your fondest memory lately? Like, is there something that really stands out for you that you've just really either enjoyed or something positive has happened?
I would actually say the fondest is lately getting my wife to play it again because she wouldn't play it for a year.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we're finally playing it again. And, I mean, after dying, we lost a set of 61 Irons, a team, when Legion came out, and it killed us both. We were in the wrong spot at the wrong time. You know how that went.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she's like, I'm tired of this. So we did all the new Legion content. And so she finally, let's start Irons up again. So really, that's my good find recent memory.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a young set of Moons back on Worm Rest Accord in the Big Iron Man Guild.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Cool. Oh, that's cool. Okay. Do you both pick like the same class race combination or do you go with different ones?
Originally, we were playing a hunter and a druid.
Okay.
I.e. the druid is good use, you know, versatility class, and the hunter with a good pet, a tank pet, can hold the aggro. So you both got range and bam, bam, bam. You can take them out. This time we switched it out and she's doing monk and I'm doing a paladin, both Draenei, so we don't have shadow melt. You can't mess up. You got no get out of jail card.
Wow. Okay. No, that sounds good. I can't wait to hear how you go with that. That sounds very exciting. So tell us about your leveling strategy. Obviously, you've been playing Iron Man for quite some time. Have you changed your leveling strategy over the years, or do you kind of just keep going same with what you know with certain zones?
No, it's changed a little bit, and it's mostly with expansions or patches.
Okay.
It's like when Legion came out, I used to go, if I was doing a Night Elf character, which I did a lot, I'd hit the starter zone, finish there, head over, maybe a little bit of Westfall, and then right to Duskwood or Red Ridge a little bit. I wouldn't, you don't want to get up the castle up there. But I'd head to Duskwood and then on to Stranglethorn Vale. But you really don't want to be in Duskwood anymore. You occasionally get ganked by a 98-100 because one of the artifact quests is by Mistmantle, whatever, that place. There. You got to watch out. There's 98s lurking around at level 20, 22. Eek. So I switched back. I went over and said, all right, we got to change that strategy. There was a few irons that died to that one. So I now go over and hit like Wetlands and Dunmoreau and over that way to try to get up through the 20s.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to flow with the way the game plays. Yeah. I mean, it changes.
That's true. And sometimes it is nice just to see the different zones instead of doing the same all the time. You can get a little bit complacent if I'm going through doing the same, you know, become a little bit lax. So sometimes it's nice to change that up. Zort says stupid dark riders, and I think
exactly we that's all, what they are.
We all agree with that. Hug Zorts, we know. All righty, so you mentioned you lost your pally, so this was you just your straight iron pally.
Yep, that was this week.
Can you talk about it? Is it still too painful?
No, it's fine. It's just like, okay, I finally got one up here. I'm within reach. I see that 110, the lights at the end of the rainbow. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, I'm 90. I'm going to get ready to, I was flying around Pandaria, getting ready to pick up the dailies there. Cause they're the like Half Hill and the one at Jade. The dragon riders there, those are all doable at 91. So I'm sitting here, I got to explore and get a little more points. And I was over at the Temple of the Seven Stars, and I'm like, all right, explore that area. Hey, there's these three dailies that are easy to do. The roll, the throw the oil on guys and light them up, and the shoot. They're on that wall. And there's no risk, right? I'm like, all right, I'm going in. I did the roll. You roll off the wall. Guess what? Put you back at the starter position.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, cool. I finished that one. I'm like, all right, I'm onto the gun one. And then the oil throwdown is the next tower over. So I'm heading towards the gun one. And there's you got to watch out. And Assy ran into this, too. You get near the tower right next to it. If you're not careful, you get dismounted. And I'm flying in there, and I get dismounted. And I'm like, yeah, all right, no biggie. There's nothing on the wall to bother me. Well, I dropped into the room underneath where you shoot the guns. And it has changed. It used to be there'd be a guard or two and a mob or two. There was like 10 mobs and 5 guards. It's changed since Legion came out. I'm like, really? Oh, crap. So immediately two come at me. And, okay, I'm a prot pally. I can handle this. They're my level. Yeah. So I'm beating one up. And I got him down. I throw the 20% shield out and the 20% gift of the Naru out. And I'm good. I'm halfway done with the second one. Three more pop in front of me. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It's like, kill the next guy. And I'm starting on the next guy. And another one pops up. I'm like, I should have just ran. Hindsight, I should have hit the bubble and jumped over the wall. But, you know, you're in a panic mode. You're in a, sometimes.
Oh, I think we all feel you for that. That's rough. That's absolutely rough. Yeah,
but that's a note to anybody listening. Watch out when you're doing those, because sometimes those lower rooms on that wall are well guarded.
Yep. That's true. I think Farrah Stella in the chat room said that she didn't know. No, that didn't know about the change. So, that's interesting. All right. So what do you think that's been one of your worst deaths lately, or have you had something that's really hurt, like when you've died on a tune?
No, that was a oversight. That was it. I'm like, okay, you're going in. One thing I will mention is you got to watch out, because a lot of us camp on dailies. Okay, like I had been camping on dailies and like Toll Brad. I sat there and camped those until 90, and they dropped by, you get a third of the points out of them. And you're one shot and everything at 90, and then you go to a zone like Pandaria, which some of them can one shot you. So there's a mindset you got to watch out for when you're switching around and doing that sometimes, the dailies to the real stuff. That was a mistake or a miscalculation on my part, because the last time I'd been through Pandaria, that room only had a couple guards in it. It didn't have 10. I think I'll have to mention, and Assy's waiting for this one, probably the one that I laugh at the best, is I'm in my low 70s. I'm over in Worm Rest Accord, flying around there, and I killed some, killed deer and bear. And my cat came up and put his claws right into my leg, and I'm like, God, he's out of food. I'm like, all right, get up in the air, run, fill his food bowl. Came back and I was dead, and a crow was flying off. So if you, caw. I'm like, wow, you gotta be kidding me. That one still sticks out in my brain.
Okay. Now I get it. All right. I didn't realize that. I didn't remember that. So that would have hurt. I think Stone, did you have an issue in Outland? Who was it that had an issue in Outland when they were up in the sky too? Do you remember?
I did get killed up in the sky going over. Gorilla. That was because of the dragon. Yes.
The dragon, yeah.
Because the roof on that zone is not very high, right? So you can't really fly really high. So you're flying all at the same level, on the same level, right? Misi says Rogue Slayer got
that's who I'm thinking of. Fel Reaver. Yeah. Yep, that's right. She was in the air, wasn't she?
Flying.
Ouch. Not enough height, and that's about where what got me is I didn't go high enough. Now, I knew I didn't want to go as high as the dragons fly, so I just got above the treetops, and I forgot about those crows that fly around randomly. Yeah. And as I'll point out there, Sturz had a cat death, too. His cat was barfing on the rug, and he got up from the keyboard, and whoops.
Oh, okay. Wow. Death by feline. Okay, yeah. Oh, that is rough. Thankful, I don't think I've actually had a death by Kobe yet, which I would say yet.
Pretty sure Bob's gotten me once.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that was a few months ago.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling. Yeah.
I think
Alrighty.
It was last year. Before we started
last year?
I think before we started to record.
Oh, okay.
Tunes died.
Yeah. I do vaguely remember that Bob was involved in something. So, all right. Ash, what do you think's the most unfriendly zone for a challenge tune?
I already mentioned this. I think it's Outlands. You get through the old zone, 0 through 60. Yep. 0 through 20 is nothing. We all know that. Especially with spec now. You just walk through it.
Yeah.
And, okay, so it starts to get rough a little bit about 20 because they expect you to have some green gear. And, mm-hmm. all right, so you fight, I'd say, 55 to 60 is a good battle. You got to watch out. But there's some nice zones like Winter Springs, a great one to do. It's perfect. It's nice, easy. You pick up the daily cub quest there. And then you hit 60, and all of a sudden, Outlands opens up.
Yeah.
And if you go over to Hellfire Peninsula right then, that stuff's all 58 to 63. And they can make one shot of you really fast if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Because especially like, okay, in your upper 50s, you can go take stuff in Syphilis and Outlands. You got to be a bit careful, and, and it's not too bad. You go into Outlands, and you've got Fel Reavers to step on you.
Yeah.
I forget the Taskmaster. Oh, my gosh. You got to be very careful taking him on. I skip him. He's killed a few irons.
Yes.
But Outlands, Hellfire Peninsula, I think, is the most dangerous realm. That is the zone for irons. Because you've got to use that as a stepping stone to get, like, Zangarmarsh, which is a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Except for hunters with pets, right, Assy?
Shots fired. Yeah. Mic drop. That sounds, yeah. Okay. No, so, I mean,
after you get through that, I mean, back to a little bit of a leveling strategy. If you can get over that hump in Outlands, and get to Zangarmarsh, I finish all those quests, do a little chest hunting. I head right over to Nagrand because you're 66, 67 by the time there. I know Stir hates this one, but I'll do those stupid nesting wary quests where I've got to go shoot 100 and some animals.
Yeah.
It's easy and it's
fairly easy.
And it gets you good points. But you do all the quests, or you start doing all the quests there, and before you know it, you're at 68.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I got a point or two, and that opens up Northrend for you. And you can start doing simple dailies like, okay, go pick up 8 baskets for the Kukla there. Or, you know, you can start doing a couple of the intro dailies at Northrend.
Okay.
And that's kind of the strategy I use if I can make it past Outlands.
Yeah.
Which I've done numerous times, but then I get in the comfort zone. You got to watch that. That's the thing I think all irons run into is, okay, you get over a hump that you're worried, you're scared, you're on your keyboard, you know, you're sweating, you're like, anything moving.
Yep.
And, okay, I got the zone cleared. I got these quests down. I got these dailies. I'm on it. And something unexpected happens and wipes you out.
Yes. No, that's true. It can take a bit of what would you say? Like you said, you had to you took a break for a couple of days when you lost yours. I think that and I think Stone, you took I think Stone took a break. I think the last time when I lost my 60, which was my highest at that time, because I flew too low over the stupid Alliance camp and I didn't see the elite, blah blah blah. It took me more than a few days to even like seriously look at her, because I felt, you know, I thought I was doing so well. Not compared, obviously, to you guys. You've just lost a 90, Ash. I feel like such a noob. But, damn, it hurt. It still hurt, that loss. It really did. Stone, when you lost your most recent tune, you felt that. You felt that in your soul, didn't you? It hurt. Stonewind, was it Flip Table or Stonewinds? Which one?
It was the one before Flip. That's the one that really hurt more.
Oh.
Because that's the one that really got me mad, and that's why I made Flip.
That's right. Was that the Warrior? No. What class was that?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Can't remember.
Could have been a Pally. I think it was a Pally, and it's like, what the heck, man? I was really mad.
Yeah. You were going really well on that, too. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Ash, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune? Like, you know, is it like run for the hills? You know? Don't do it! No, I'm kidding. What would you say?
Actually, you know, it's funny. Sometimes I'm in game and I'll see somebody, they'll whisper me and they'll go, "You doing the Iron Challenge?" I'm like, "Yeah." And they're going, "Good luck." And I'm like, "Can I talk you into it?" And they're like, "Not on your life." I'm like, "Why?" So I don't have the patience for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, all right. And there's the biggest point right there. Is you got to have a lot of patience. If I sat there and I don't even want to count the number of hours that I put into irons, creeping around, waiting to get this guy just right so he's in the right spot so I don't pull two paths with him. And, you know, yeah. It's like you got to have patience. If you get too cocky and I've got this and you go charging into it, chances are you're going to find that mob that you didn't expect. And he's going to bring two more. and that's the way it happened. Just like with my 90 I lost this week. It's like, I've done this quest hundreds of times. There's nobody on this wall. There is a instance, I believe, on that wall for Pandaria. But it's like, as long as you don't land in the instance, you're okay. There's nothing on the wall. They've changed that. And I don't know which patch it came out in, whether it was Legion or one of the ones since then. But man, yeah. I landed in that room underneath the cannon to shoot the bats, and oh my gosh, I was overwhelmed. It's like, so you can't get complacent. That's what happens. Is I've got this. I had just done Tol Barad, finished that off, hit 90. Okay, that's no good no more. I'm going to start exploring. Yeah. I'm used to one-shotting stuff right now, okay? And I land there, and these guys are whooping up. Out of me. I'm like,
Yeah, no, I think that is a really good tip. Like, seriously, for all of us, you know, all of us, patience. Is a learned thing? Sometimes I'm not very patient. I was naughty last night. Horde fires. I did some horde fires. I was so naughty. But anyway, thank you, Ash. Thank you for having a chat with us. It's wonderful to hear what you've been up to. And, of course, commiserations on your pally, but good luck with you and your wife, with your little team of irons that that you like to play. So
well, we do that. We know we will violate the one rule. You're not supposed to play together, but we do play it tough. You can't even heal each other. You can't do nothing. You're just there in a cooperative play mode. So it takes actually a little longer than a regular iron because you're actually splitting XP for kills. You don't think about it, but it takes a while longer.
Yeah.
So it's actually a fairly viable iron challenge if you follow all the rules and you're just violating the one, which, of course, we do get yellow flagged, where neither one of us are above 75%, but we wear that with a badge of honor, and hey, we're just running a team.
Yeah, nice. Well, it's like anything. Take what you feel works for you, and it's nice that your wife's back playing, so that's awesome. All righty. Okay, and you said you've told us about your week in WoW, so because you've not had much time, you've been battling the elements. You've pretty much been maybe a shaman. Can we say that? Have you been with all the water?
Yeah. If I could have rolled back the flood, I would have. the road down from me is gone. Half of it's washed right out. Oh, I got one way out of here right now. Well, no, they did trim the 2-foot oak tree off the road a quarter mile away, so I do have a road out there now. It was that bad. It got crazy. Wow. Thursday night. Friday was kind of cleanup day, fix a sump pump day, then look around. The neighbor had a 2-foot diameter oak tree across the road on that direction. The city Senate crew out. I went over and talked to the neighbor. I says, I got a 20-inch chainsaw. We can start working on this. She said, nope, don't waste your gear, man. The county's on the way. Sure enough, they were there 20 minutes later.
Oh, nice.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good then. That's you know, that they were onto that really quickly for you. Oh, yeah. So that's good, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Up in mid-state Michigan where I'm at, we had quite the doucher and thunderstorm string go through.
Yeah.
There was a number of I think records set on amount of rain in the shortest period for northern areas. Southern areas are used to that. Northern areas, not so much.
I do love a good thunderstorm, though. I mean, I'm a sucker for that. It's we get some beauties here in Queensland, which is awesome. But yeah, the flooding rain is not fun. So I totally understand that. But yeah, we're glad that you're safe and we're glad that you're here. So yay. So yay for all that. And good luck this week if you get to play. So good luck on all your tunes. All righty.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Excellent. All right. Stone, what have you been up to this week?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. I haven't really been able to play a lot, but I did get to manage to play my iron and kill him. So, so that's a thing.
Okay.
You know.
Well.
So you know, I don't remember what day it was. Wednesday. Yeah, it was before we did our Adventures in Nazareth show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh.
So. I had a hand twitch, and I was in Fellwood. Hold on. I want to see if I can hear him.
Yes. Is he talking to his wife?
Yeah.
Hello, Mrs. Ash.
Hello, Mrs. Ash.
Hello, Mrs. Ash.
I think he's got his headphones off.
Yeah. I think so.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
I was just,
we could just hear you talking. We were just saying hi to Mrs. Ash.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's who I was gabbing to.
Yeah.
She's over here playing a form of,
Poker,
Bejeweled.
Okay. Nice, okay.
She's finding PopCap games while I'm chatting.
Nice, okay. All right.
What's the name of the town, up in Fellwood, up in the top, Whisper something?
In Fellwood.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Whisperwind. Glade or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like the very very top, but it's close.
The one with the level 100 guards.
Yes. So.
Yes, I know that one well.
My middle finger, which I guess I can show it on the screen. This one here. Okay. Is my right?
Go ahead, flip it up.
Well, yeah, this one is my right mouse, is my right click button, and it twitched.
Yeah,
and so it twitched as the mouse was hovering over a 110, and all of a sudden I was at half health, and I'm like, "What's going on?" And I realized because I hit one. The other one came after me, too, because as soon as you get yourself flagged and you're going to fight there, all of the guards start to come and attack you. And so I panicked, and I started mashing the keyboard. I feigned, but it was I still got killed. So I was like, I wasn't even mad. I was it was funny. I was laughing. I was like, what? So really, my finger gave me the finger. Right?
It did.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So as level 48.
So it's kind of like the nesting wary gods.
Yes.
Area is.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been through this before with the other tune, and I don't really remember seeing those 10 guys.
No.
They have been there.
I'm sure they've been there forever. Just I'm absent-minded and I'm trying to level fast, right? So I got the.
Okay.
That's one of the areas that I usually quest through.
Yeah.
I sit there and use that Fellwood to Winter Spring.
Yep. 'Cause
that's a really nice area.
Yeah.
They're easy quests and they're good. But man, you gotta watch out for the guards there. I got a 54, I think, put up against the oak tree with a spear through that one. So you're not the only one, Stone.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing the whole I did Thousand Needles until the I finished the floating barge, and then I go down into Tenaris until 45, and then I fly all the way up and run down and collect all my quests, and I'm gonna run all the way back up and complete Fellwood and Winterspring, but not this time. It'll happen next time. But did I roll another tune? I may not have rolled another tune yet.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go roll another tune, but I'm a little bit not cheesed off at anybody. It's just more myself because of a stupid finger. And it's like, it was like a twitch. Like, it was literally, I could not control this, right? So, it's just another thing that I have to fight if I'm going to do this. It's a pain in the butt.
Pain in the butt. Yeah. Aw, well, I'm sorry you lost your 48. That would have been no fun, but
We'll give it. I mean, the leveling was quick, so I don't know what the slash played was, but it was fairly quick when I played. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But you haven't rolled another tune. You will roll another. You're going to roll another tune?
Probably when I can sit down for.
Yeah.
A good period of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
That's fair enough.
Lita.
Yes. That's me.
Go.
Yes, I did. Go. I did some playing. Even though I did, had a sick computer for 3 days.
How did that happen?
Don't even get me started, seriously. Anyway, technology is wonderful when it works, and boy, it sucks when it doesn't. So
I have to agree there.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I am still using it, and I am in the process of building a new computer. So yeah. But anyway, we will get through for everything that I need to do. It's no longer going to do what I want it to do. But Mum's really excited. She gets a new computer. So for what Mum needs, playing her. I don't think she plays the PopCaps games. She doesn't play those ones, but she does play card games and, you know, like solitaire and what is it, Mahjong. So so she's pretty wrapped because she's got a really cruddy old laptop, and I said, that's fine, I've just gotta change a couple of things. That's like really low, but this will be a huge upgrade for her. So she's looking at a little desk going, how am I gonna fit this on? I'm like, it's okay, Mom. We'll sort it out. It's all good. But I did get to play last night, actually. Midsummer Fires is here, which is again one of my favorite world events. Though I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. That's when I lost my 60. That was like my highest tune. When I flew too low over the stupid Alliance camp.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, I'm still not bitter about that one. But yeah, so my gnome hunter, so still on my little gnome hunter that we started for the contest, she had hit level 60 last week, and I took her to do the fires. So I did all of Kalimdor first, and I did a couple of putting out the horde.
Why
fires.
Would you Only do that? Why?
Because it was
it's
right
so
there.
Risky. Like, yeah, but it was somebody right can there. Just drop
I
on you.
I saw
and...
this right there. No one's around. That's what Stair was saying in guild chat.
Oh, man.
And yeah, Stair's a bad influence because he did it. And then that's when I did a whole one as well. And that's when I did level 61 over in Eastern Kingdoms. It was actually on the Horde Fire at... Hinterlands over, you know, near the turtles, near, what is it, Raven Tusk Village. There was no one around. I tell you what, Mari, every time you go to click on one, I'm like making sure there's like no hovering shadow because I can remember, and this is probably more me, you know, because my first 7 years of playing WoW was on a PvP server. I didn't know that there was PvE servers. My partner started this. We started playing and it was all on PvP servers. So I can remember going to click on various things and just seeing the other faction up in the sky ready to pounce as soon as, you know. So that's what I'm doing. I'm like sneaking up to the fire and I'm like looking, just going, is there anyone? And I'm like, do I do it? And then I'd open the quest. And because you don't get flagged until you actually, you know, have accepted and done it. So I'm like, I open it and I'm looking at the quest and I'm looking at this guy and I'm just like, do I click it?
Stressing
and I'm like,
me out.
I know. And I'm like, click it. And then as soon as I click it, and then I go, mount up. And I'm like, please get on the mount. And like, just get up in the air. So yeah. So I was like, okay, I've got to stop doing that because I think I'm going to give myself a heart attack.
I felt like right that now. Sometimes.
Jeez.
So I think I did about 4 horde fires, which, I mean, it definitely helped because it's nearly double the XP of the Alliance, you know. But it is, I suppose, that, you know, if I got myself killed, I'm not going to forgive myself, am I? Like, seriously, I kept after that last one when I dinged 61, I'm just like, no, you know what? I'm done. If I had got killed right now, I would not forgive myself. I would be utterly, utterly so cranky with myself. So I was like, right, I'm not doing it. Not doing it again. And yeah, Ferris still is correct. Careful about stealth.
I mean, you could blame Sir because... You know,
yeah,
we need to
well,
make
I did.
Thing.
I completely. He's a bad, bad influence. Stir, damn you. Yes. No, you were on your rogue last night. You were playing your rogue, and he was naughty too. So yeah, so I was naughty, and I dinged 61. But that was cool.
Pure pressure.
I did go to Outlands, and I did the first, you know, the first quest, just to get myself to Honor Hold. And then I went and got a flew. I was able to fly and got myself over to got the fire. Didn't do the horde one. I was a good girl. I was like, looked at the, you know, the one in Hellfire. And I'm like, I could. And I'm like, no, come on. You just literally had this conversation with yourself 2 seconds ago. Just get the Alliance one. And go to Zangarmash and go get the Zangarmash wine. So I got over to Zangarmash. I got a flight path at, what is it, Talador or whatever it's called?
Talador.
And, yeah, that's now to you, Tooster. And that was it. Then the body just went, yeah, you need to sleep. So I parked myself in the inn, which was really weird. Because I'm up on the platform, because you know how it's on the really tall tower, and I thought the whole thing would kind of be rested XP, but it's not. You've actually got to get yourself into the inn to get yourself, you know, for the rested XP. Because I'm like, yeah, I'll log myself out here. And I'm like, oh, no. And I'm running around just going, where the hell's the inn? Oh, okay, it's over here. And I was like, okay, now the rested XP's here. So fine, I'll log out. So I've still got, I figured I would go around Outlands because I've got a flying. I'll just be really, really careful. I'll finish off just getting the Alliance bonfires and pick up a flight pass where I can. But I will be very, very careful. And then I'll come back and probably start the questing. So, Ash, did you say start the questing in Hellfire or should I just go to Zanger? Because I noticed I could pick up quests.
Go to Zanger.
If you can get a couple, you know, some easy ones in Hellfire, like go pick up 8 pieces of wood and 8 pieces of metal, and you've got some pickup quests you can go do that's good, and there's some easy ones, like if you want to grind them, and I don't mind grinding things. It's like kill 20 of the level 58 Hellfire orcs, you know, and so there's some lower level quests, intro quests that you can do, and that's what I was shooting for, a little bit of that, a little bit of exploration to get to 62. And when I hit the 62, baby, I'm out of there and I'm going to Zangarmarsh.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see how I go with just doing, you know, getting the flight paths, getting the fires. Obviously, I'm not going to have enough to get a full level. But yeah, if I pick up maybe those grindy ones, I'm like you. I don't mind the grindy quests because they're, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of like my bread and butter when it comes to WoW, you know. Go kill the boars and get me, you know, 8 chunks of boars. Yeah, sure.
We need 1 million boars. We need 1 million boars at a point apiece. And mom, another hot pocket.
Exactly. So I'll look at doing that. So yeah, we still got a week and a bit of midfire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's only just started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll see how we go. So yeah, that's what I managed to do. I didn't get any bloodthirsties done. I just you know,
but you still got some done.
Yeah. Well, bloodthirsties is no good for obviously for the fires because you know quests.
Well, you could if you really want to, if you want to waste them, but.
Yeah, but no, I don't because I've already got enough quests from the account wide stuff. Yeah. But yeah, it's just, well, they'll take that just for the moment until I can do this. But I mean, I managed to get, my main objective was just to get the new toy and the pet. And I did that. So I'm happy. And anything bonus wise, if I can get another pet.
That's a few crumbs. Happy.
So yeah, so we'll see. All right. Other than that, how about we do some news?
I like the sound of that. Is that beer? Because I could go for a beer. Coffee,
oh, you guys heard me popping one, huh? Yeah. It's Saturday evening. What the heck?
Coffee is my blood.
Yes.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Hi. Yeah, I could go for a beer right now. Although that would probably knock me out. I'd be done.
Yeah.
Midsummer Fire Festival? Yeah. So, Midsummer is still going to July 5th. We found some interesting stuff. Thule found out, unfortunately, that the zone-wide buff that gives you kind of a buff, if a mob starts to attack you, it can die from it and give you a kill. So, when you're on your pass... Ass, a fist. Watch out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I think we also found out that doing the fires when you put out the fires do not count as a kill. So that's good.
Okay.
Because sometimes we're not sure. Yeah. Because we're not 100% sure. Because some. I thought before it did, but I don't know if that's really true or not. Just it's, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry. I would say every year check it out on a tune that's not your, like, that's not live, and just to make sure, because you don't want to find out that Blizzard made a change.
And they do that.
Yep, and they'll do it without making, without telling you, i.e. cosmetic gear, right? So we also have Dark Moon Fair is July 2 to the 9th, which is coming up. So get your free bag and 10 gold, right?
Yay!
I guess. And your first aid quest if you're high enough level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just added this in here because of what's happening next week. Our next live show will be the 9th, and we will be announcing our leveling contest for July.
Yes.
Right now it's slated for 2 weeks, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. We might go 3, or maybe 4, but I don't know. I think 2 is okay. Just make a quick. Maybe 3, but we'll see. But it will start July 9th. And I will tell you it will be.
You can string us on, Stone. That's okay. You'd say 2, and then okay, I'll give you another week, and then okay, I'll give you another week.
I can't do that. I don't like to change the rules when we're like halfway through. So we'll make sure that, you know, we won't like extend it. So you know, so basically July 9th we will be starting a new leveling contest. And it will be bloodthirsty. I won't say what class. There will be a specific class. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Well, we look forward to that.
Yep.
So, all right. So that's going to start in 2 weeks' time.
2 weeks from now. Wow. 2 weeks from now.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Nisi wins? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I might throw it down there. We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, although I don't know if I could. I don't know if it really counts if I were to win, because I know. because I know the class beforehand, right? So. Right. So that's not really fair.
Because
I already know what I would do.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you.
True.
Know what you're doing when you play it.
That's very true.
I mean, we have got one bloodthirsty at max level, so I'd be kind of more afraid if he's going to join in and do it, because we know what a machine he is.
Yes and no. He levels up well, but he levels up safely and slowly. You only have 2 or 3 weeks, so, you know, it depends, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think Nisi's got some run for her money. I'm just saying. Not by me and not by you. I'm just saying. I think that she's got some run for her money. Oh, I like that fur. Yeah. Yes. You're right. You're right.
I think I'm okay. Oh, I know.
I'm kidding. I'm sure you'll challenge her. You'll kick my butt.
No, we'll see.
Anyway. Yeah.
We'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about we do the state of the challenges anyway and see what everyone's been up to. So I'm going to take the irons for this week. So let's have a look. We have got Anabolic hit 92. And here we go. Here we go, people. I'm just putting it out there. Here he is. He is such a machine. So, Never Died Rage hit 93. Never Died War hit 94. Never Died Pally hit 96. Driven Drew, which is his other name, hit 102. Hang on. This is not him. 73 hit 103.
Nice.
But wait, we're back to Never Died Prot hit 104. Seriously, man, he is such a machine. Nice. Fantastic. 8 hit 109. Oh my gosh. Bazta is 109.
Close.
Oh my gosh.
Bazta's Towny. Right? It's Towny.
Bazta is Towny?
I think so.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Well done, guys. Oh, fingers crossed. And our 16th iron. 16th. Yep. People. 16. We have got the one, I'm going to call him wonderful, because he is really, even though I give him a hot tongue. Stir on his trickster hit 110.
Nice.
This week, Go Fires, I hear. He did very, very well. He also, and I'm going to mention it now before we get to the other one, it is our first tin champion.
Yep.
As well.
Well,
Stir, it's, what did you say?
Well, it's key to note, though, he's the first tin champion, but also without dying.
Without dying.
Because he did both at the same time.
Yeah. So he qualified for both because of where he was able to, what was it?
He was on the tin between somewhere, and well, you can put your character on between 10 and 3rd. And then you can add your iron on it pretty much anytime.
So then,
no. You can add your character first to 10, right?
Yep.
Between level 10 and 30. And then you can add your character on as iron.
Yeah.
And you have not died, so you level up the one character in both lists, and so he made it up and is our first tin champion without dying.
I'm gonna pick on him a bit here. I think he listed that as a tin because he was worried about dying, and then listed it as an iron because he was doing so good.
Well, probably. You know, sometimes you gotta bet each way, don't you? So yeah. That's all right. Crystal in the chat room says, now make a fire mage called Toaster.
Oh.
I like it. You need to do that, sir. That's awesome. All righty. Okay. So, Ash, can I get you to do the Bloodthirsties for me, please?
Yes. We've got Bloods. We've got another soul at 44. Oh. Zaya Blood, he's got a 45, kills only at 45, Soul Shot, 47, Soul Shield at 51, Conjured Soul at 53, he's got a few of these here.
That's Nisi.
Kalamoon at 60, Gentix at 61, Tairilan at 71, sorry if I mispronounce that.
It's not any better than what I do.
Yeah.
Or Lita. Well, I didn't want to throw you under the bus, but sure. And Lita too.
Vent Grinder at 86. And nice. Then we move on to the pacifists.
Mm-hmm.
Five Roll at 53. Petul. Okay, that's a good one. Petul 5 at 55. Yeah, all right. Herbalissa at 56. Harry Up at 58. Petul 4 at 64. Hey, he likes to rhyme. Never Died Passy. Oh, boy. We got another Never Died here. Oh, my gosh. At 67. Organ Grinder at 68. Huey Hamster at 72. Snuffle Tips at 78, and Furly at 87. Fur grats.
Wow.
Nice.
Well done. That's very nice. Yes. And Nisi says it's been a rough week, but you've done really well, Nisi. That's awesome. Congratulations, guys, for all you've done. So we only lost, looks like we only lost Zaya Blood.
Yeah, we lost
this week. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wah-wah.
Okay. Well done, everyone.
So, Tin Mans, we have Dark Darvax at level 49 died for the first time. Tarisar is new on our list at level 58 with one death. Asiarna, I don't think this is Azzy, but it's Asiarna is new on our list at level 84 with two deaths. Out Roguester, which is Stir, is level 90, still has not yet died. Bazter is level 91. Anabolic is level 92, also has not yet died. Actually, let me go look at this list here. Anabolic, level 92. I think this is the same character, again, both on both lists. So in order to do who that, you can add your character onto the tin between level 10 and 30, and then add your character onto Iron, but you have to level up using Iron Man rules. Otherwise, if you go to level up using Tin Man rules, then you're going to get flagged on the Iron list. Just saying. So you can level up with both. You just got to follow the harder of the two. So Harley Quinn is level 94. Died one more time. Iron Stevo is level 102. Still with one death. This is our former Iron. This is Eufaili. Yeah. And so I have these in... Ash, are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
Dang old poop. Trickster... So, okay, I'm going to say Trickster hit level 110 first is our first Tin Man without ever dying once. He's a druid. Yeah? Druid?
Yeah, Yeah, I'm sure that was.
Why is the site so slow? What is going on? I don't like that. Sorry, it's bugging me. Okay, sorry. Focus stone. And then we got a new level 110 is Saya Monk. Hit 110 on June 23rd, as far as my timestamps show. And the final count, poor Zaya, because, well, we know why he has so many deaths. He ends up with 22 deaths, so he would be number two on the list. Anybody else hits 110 and you have less than that, you're gonna like bump him down. That should be how it works. If it doesn't, that I'll fix it, because that's how it should work. So Zaya, congrats on getting 110. I know that you've been trying to test stuff out for your irons, which is cool. So, what else? Speed, there was nothing changed with speed.
Okay.
And just as a reminder, speed to 60, Blizzard does not let me look at / played. If you guys would all like to let them know, you would love to have your / played be able to be like a toggle, like maybe say, yes, I want to show my / played. Let them know. Maybe they will. And then I can track / played, because I would love it to track / played. I am so tired.
In some cases.
I may be trashed right now, and I haven't even drank anything. I'm just... Just done. Anyway, so congrats to everybody. Congrats to Trickster on being our first. Congrats, Zaya. I hope you learned a lot, buddy. We only had like overall, like not counting the tins, we only had the one death, which is great.
That's right. The one death on, obviously on
the blood, and it was Zaya too.
The least.
It was poor Zaya.
Yeah. So, but commiserations to everyone that did lose their tins, because I know there was a little bit of discussion in Discord this week with a couple of irons and passies and stuff having hiccups. And so everyone have a good week, and best of luck on the oncoming week. All right, so let's do some chit-chat. So this is where you can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, and warn people about potential disastrous things, that kind of stuff. So, Ash, can you take the first one for me, please?
All right, flipping it up here. There's a goof that learned it. Okay. Hey there. If I goofed and learned a talent on Iron Man Challenge, am I screwed or can I unlearn it and get back to green status? Unfortunately, I do not believe that is in Stone's rules. You select a talent, you're going to get red flagged. That's about it.
Because you can't unselect it.
Can't unselect it.
You can't turn it off.
Yeah, exactly. Hence why we're not allowed to touch them. So as soon as you touch them, that's it. You're done.
You can switch back and forth between specs as often as you like, but you give yourself one of those talents, bink, you got a red.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, good luck, Robert. That was from Facebook. So good luck with your new tune, we hope. So, all right, Stone.
Got a question on Discord from Flutterby. Can we do the Midsummer with Iron Man tunes? And I just, you know, absolutely. Because this is Iron tunes for sure. Just be careful doing the bonfires because it'll flag you. So, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Lita, take the next one.
Okay. Night sorry, Zorts. I was typing. See you, Zorts. Have a good shift. All right, Discord. And this is from Zorts.
Yes.
And it's a joke. All right, here we go. Did you hear the rumor going around about butter? Well, it seems, never mind, I don't want to spread it. Oh, it's cute. It's cute. I liked it. Zorts, I liked it. The boys didn't like it.
That'll go with your hard tack.
you know what? Fire brings us up in the chat is that yes, you can do the midsummer stuff. You just cannot do the fire pole because that gives you an XP buff, and that's a no-no.
Yeah.
And you have to go and actually click that to do it. So if you have that, it means that you meant to do that. So don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Alrighty. Oh, we got another one from Discord. So, Ash, do you want to take this one for me, please?
Sure. This is a little bit on the off side. Is it allowed to use the toy to modernize provisioning of Azeroth to unlock flying points as a bloodthirsty character? I've never ran a bloodthirsty, and I've also never ran into to modernize provisioning of Azeroth.
So this is a new toy that basically unlocks all of your flying points. It came in with 725.
And it's an
account wide. And honestly, I'd say if it's acting as a toy, then it's a toy.
They're faction specific.
Okay.
Because I had bought them on my Horde tune.
Yep.
And I thought, and I can't find them on my Alliance tune. Hence why I had to do all the XP and flight paths on my Gnome, which is fine. Like, it's kind of like, okay, I need to fly here instead of me going, all right, I'll take the flight path and walk away and make a coffee. And come back, I had to, you know. So, yeah, so it is, they are able to be used. And I've not used them yet, but I know, I think a couple of people have used them for their tunes. Okay. I've not been able to use them for any of my tunes yet.
I don't think I have, just because I don't need to. I mean, the way that I do it is I don't really need to.
So yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But yes, the answer is yes, basically. Yeah. So, yeah. Alrighty. I've got a question from Cell in Discord. Or is it a question? Or anyway, it's some information. Cell said, so I've heard people pretty regularly have problems with the quest to use the control orb on the Etten in Red Ridge. Or Dead Ridge, as we like to refer it. I level all my toons. Yeah, I level all my toons through here, and I think I know what might be the problem. In order for it to work properly, you have to be in melee range of the Yeten. I think most people try to use it from a distance. Someone please let me know if they have had differing experiences. I know that it bugged out for me the last time I did it, but I don't do that quest. Like, yeah, if I go to Red Ridge... Yeah. I specifically don't do it because I've had it bug out. So I've just like ignored it. Stone, what about you?
I've never had a problem with it. And I've used it on a hunter and a mage. Mm-hmm. However, I could have been in melee distance. So I can't say for sure. And even then, it's been a long time because I don't usually run that way anymore. So.
Mm. All right. I'll have to say that I have done it, on a pally and a druid, just from that aspect. I make sure I am in melee range within the 30 yards where he's attackable. He doesn't attack you. You know, he does not attack you. You have to spark the conflict. But if you get inside that 30-yard range, so to speak, and click the orb, you can get him. Now, he will come up and swat you once and take 20% of your health off. There, because <Yeah. laughs> it takes a little bit of time for that thing to be totally effective. But when you go to get him... And at least in those two classes, a druid and a pally, the effect was the same. If you get within that 30-yard range and use it within melee range, even if you're just a caster, you hit it with him, he's going to come up and he's going to punch you once.
Yeah.
He's going to give you a bloody nose and then got him. And you can walk him. I sat there and had fun. I ran around there and cleared all those stupid guys right off the cliffside, and he'll just punch them all up for you.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, Crystal also was saying before casting the orb, if you're a hunter, I think it was, drop your trap. Just having a look. Or do some form of CC before you do the orb. That can help, apparently. I'll have to have a look into it because I've not been to Dead Ridge for a while. I try and avoid it.
Yeah, I don't bother with that site anymore.
I like Dunmorrow and then going into the wetlands. It just,
faster. I find it's faster, but anyways.
Mm. Okay. Well, thanks. We'll see how we go.
Okay. So, actually, Lita, do you want to read the chat room thing first? The one below the next one? From Azzy?
Tip? Okay.
It's a great tip, and then we'll go into my part.
Okay.
I'm highlighting.
Huh? Chat room from Azzy says, I click on myself when around them to avoid misclicks.
So when you're around these guards that you could attack, he clicks on himself. So there's less of a chance for him to hit a button and attack, right?
Yeah.
That wouldn't necessarily have saved myself because I still right clicked on the actual thing, but I think it's still a really good tip. And I was like, ooh. Be nice. So I think it's more, I think it's just, okay. We have a Discord server where we have some rules. Really, we have one rule that's written down. Don't be a twithead.
Mm-hmm.
For want of a better term.
Will Wheaton's rule.
Yeah.
Okay. Will Wheaton's rule,
so,
people.
We've talked about there's... that we would rather not advertise private servers. That's one thing that's not a rule, but it's a rule of mine because we do official Blizzard stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. And private servers are not official. If they become official, like if they get a green a green thumb, if they get a thumbs up, a green thumb, if they ever receive a thumbs up, then fine.
Sure.
Okay?
Yep.
The other thing is exploits. So there's a fine line between an exploit and a and using
strategy.
Okay, so when you do wall jumping, that is an exploit. You can get banned. You have been banned before for it. Blizzard hasn't changed, as far as I know. We would rather not have that in our chat room. Talking about examples such as being a Worgen Druid and using your Moonglade port at level 14 when you're technically not supposed to, because I think Blizzard wants you to use complete the entire zone. That I don't consider an exploit, because as a druid you have that at 14. If Blizzard really wanted you to not use that, they would turn that off, right? So that's a little bit different from jumping walls and all that stuff. So, you know, I'd rather not make our server have, like, these big, long lists of rules. I totally understand if people want to talk about, well, what can we do, what can't we do. But let's make it easy on everybody. And, you know, if it's an obvious exploit, please don't bother.
If you do, we're just going to remove it. Let's just say that we've got mods for a reason.
Yeah.
So, you know, this becomes rule number two. As far as I'm concerned, no exploits. Rule number two.
I would like to make life nice for our mods, because they do a lot of stuff when I can't, which
greatly appreciated help. Trying to track every bug that comes up in this is pretty hard for you to do, Stone. It's like everybody's got to kind of, you know.
So, Crystal, I mean, like, you know, like you say with the Warsen Gulch jumps, I don't think that's a matter of skill, because that's a jump, and Blizzard banned folks for it. And when Blizzard found out, then they fixed it. So when you're able to do a panda pacifist and being able to leap over that wall, that would be an exploit. And I'd rather not have that in the chat room. So if you want to post that up on YouTube, maybe Blizzard doesn't know about it. Let them know. Maybe they'll fix it.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? So...
Exactly.
I would not do it myself, because I don't want to possibly get banned. I don't know, right? So I think maybe if you made the video to say, hey, look at what you're able to do, Blizz, can you fix this? Maybe they would have a look at it.
Report a bug. Mm.
Yeah.
It's better to report a bug than to be banned because you partook in one.
There is a fine line, right? So
There is a fine line.
I would say if Blizzard has ever banned anybody, don't. Don't.
Yeah. And right. If in doubt, if you're not sure, well, then contact Blizzard.
Yep.
There's help, you know, there's ways to do it in game. There's way to do it on social media. If in doubt, leave it alone until you get some sort of confirmation or response from Blizzard. Simple as that. But as for our chat room, As for Discord, none of it. Otherwise, we will remove it. So clear and simple, guys. Just please keep that in mind. Be mindful. Be respectful. That's it. And no exploits. Simple.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So I've got Azzy's joke of the day, which I think was pretty good. So,
I have a feeling this is a dig at Ash.
So Azzy gets the last laugh, maybe. Depends if Ash can come back with
maybe.
Something.
Maybe.
So what do crows drink to stay alive? Coffee.
Coffee.
Oh, yeah. He's been digging at me for that for a while. That was I'm not sure if that's touched funny. A nerve or anything, but that death by cat was, cat and crow. It was a combo there. Cat said, feed me. I got up and did it. And the crow chewed on my gizzard.
Yeah. You kind of had your own CNC.
Yes, I did.
Cat and crow. Cat and crow. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We do fear.
Thank you,
we
five.
Do understand.
Yeah, I'll tell you that is one of the hazards of this game is interruptions. If you're standing here on the keyboard and something turns your head away and you got to get up away from the keyboard, you better find a safe spot.
So, firing just reminded me.
Coffee is my blood. That's true.
Coffee is and my I'm... blood.
Yeah. Well, sorry. It is. Coffee. I'm nearly finished.
We've got to
finish the show, boys,
okay.
Right. Because
yeah.
I'm nearly out of coffee.
Yeah, actually, my wife is on her way back, so they might be popping in the front door anytime now, so...
As he did say, he nearly died because he was organizing the pun or the
nice.
Joke.
Thanks.
And he did, because I remembered him saying last night that he nearly died in our guild chat, which I thought was hilarious. Anyway.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for everybody that supports us on Patreon. It helps out very much. We're at 105 of 200 for the goal to take down the ad so that the server is pretty much self-sufficient. So our $5 patrons, I was going to do a video. I'm going to do a video. The problem is sitting here for a given length of time. I haven't been able to play a lot lately cause I'm, not in good shape. So when I get in better shape, I will make a video on something I want to do that will go out to patrons. Because I really need your opinion on something. It's not a huge thing, but you know it's your stuff. So, thank you to Xylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Cell, Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick, Calamoon, Lissan, Never Died, Zaya, and Anonymous. Coffee. I'm sorry. So thank you. Thank you. I can't. Nope. I just can't. I'm sorry. I can't.
Coffee is my blood.
So thank you for everybody, for supporting us. It really helps. Definitely does. That's it. So our next show would be Saturday, July the 1st. It will not be a live show because it's Canada's birthday. It's our 150th birthday, apparently. Yeah. So what I am planning on doing is recording a short podcast and releasing it. So to just go over a little bit of the news and say that the top 10s on each of the lists. And and we will do a new live show the following week on July the 9th, where we will announce our leveling contest. Mm-hmm. Yes, our bloodthirsty leveling contest on Saturday, July the 8th, Sunday, June the 9th for Lita and
July.
Yes.
Yes. July. And contest time, people.
And contest
time. Yay!
Yeah.
Exciting.
Cool. Ash, thank you. It's been 71 episodes.
this
Lord.
Is great. Yes.
Thank you for coming back on.
I can't believe I was the second person on.
We can't believe it's been, we haven't had you on since. So we greatly apologize, but we are so glad that you came to help us and give us lots of information today, which has been great because I know there's a lot of things that you've said that really will help me with leveling my tunes. So thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Where can people find you, basically, if they want to chat to you?
Actually, personal email at moonranger, exactly as it's spelled, at tds.net. Cool. I just got email that I don't have Facebook page. I steer away from places that like to steal my information.
No until, problem.
You know, until okay. You've met us, now I have all your information.
But you are on Discord, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, you're on Discord.
Yes, so, yeah. I am. I'm there.
Yeah, so, you know, you're slowly progressing, which is good. So thank you. We will have that information up on the website too with the episode. So if anyone, you know, needs to contact you or jump in Discord too if you want to contact him
yep,
that way.
I'm there.
Excellent. All right, so where you can find the show is the website is wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, you can email us, let us know what you've been up to, if you need to report, you know, any issues, any questions. That is podcast at wowchallenges.com. We have the tweeters, which is at wowchallenges. And don't forget, we do have our Discord server, which is always very lively, which is fantastic. tinyurl.com/wowchallengesdiscord. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/wowchallenges, as well as YouTube, which is youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one at the end. Don't forget, you can come catch us every week live, except for next week. Just saying, except for next week. But we are live at twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Stone. Where can we find you?
Find me on Twitter at stonegrasp, stone grasp, like I'm grasping your stone. If you only have one. And as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast when we're both well.
Yeah. That does help. Funny about that. Yes. All right. There you go. Now, you can find me on the tweeters, I am at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow. And you can also catch me on Behind the Avatar and Adventures in Azeroth, of course, which we do Thursdays live every week, provided we're not sick, which is always good. All right. Big thanks, as always, to Marconan for our wonderful intro. You can check him out at Marconan Wow. And also on Torrent Think Tank, which he co-hosts with the lovely Jewel. So check them out because they are awesome, awesome show. Other than that, everybody, hope you all have a great week. Please be careful with your no dancing around the poles, people. Just saying. All right. Be careful with your fires. Don't step in them.
That's right. To pole dance, just
Well, what you do in real life?
Part time. It's just part time. It's just part time.
Can keep real
just something
life.
Something little bit extra to pay for the bills.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I want pictures. Tell Carrie send me pictures because that'll be hilarious. Anyway, thanks chat room. As always.
You know I'm gonna get a picture now.
No. Oh my goodness. Thanks guys. Thanks Ash again. And that's it. So Bye everybody.
Peace.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.